I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This vegetable was grown by the Wampanoag Native Americans in New England, but it originated in South America 12,000 years ago. Squash is an integral part of most gardens, and there are many different types to grow. I particularly like summer squash. The main difference between a summer and winter squash is when you harvest. Harvest a squash immature, it's a summer squash. Or mature, it's a winter squash. Summer squash has a reputation of being a great producer. Come summer, it's best to keep your car windows closed, as neighbors may try to slip a few extra squash into your back seat. I like growing unusual summer squash varieties, such as patty pan that looks like flying saucers, cocozel, a flavorful Italian zucchini, and kusa, a light green-skinned Lebanese squash. While summer squash is easy to grow with warmth, water, and sun, it's not without problems. If the weather is cloudy during flowering, bees may not be flying, reducing pollination. The young squash rot at the tip and just drop off. Luckily, you can pollinate the flowers in the morning by using a cotton swab and switching it in the male flower, the one with no squash behind the flower, and then in the female flower, the one with a young squash behind the flower. That should do it. Squash bugs can wreak havoc by feeding on the leaves and flowers. Look for the copper-colored eggs on the underside of the leaves and squish them. Protect squash from vine borers with floating row covers. Remove these when flowering is happening so bees can do their work. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about catmint. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.